Peer-reviewed. Chapter 7. Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate. From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com, to Niccolo di Genova, n.digenova@ogui.edu, date September 23, 2018. Subject: Submission Confirmation for JMS-D-18-0069. Manuscript Reference Number JMS-D-18-0069. Title: Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate, Interfaith Relationships in Middle English Texts, Journal of Medieval Studies. Dear Dr. di Genova, your submission, entitled Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate, Interfaith Relationships in Middle English Texts, has been received by the Journal of Medieval Studies. It has been assigned a manuscript reference number JMS-D-18-0069 and has been assigned to an editor who will handle the double-blinded peer review process. You may check on the progress of your paper by logging on to our online editorial system as an author. The URL is https://editorialsys.com/JMS. Thank you for submitting your work to this journal. Journal of Medieval Studies Editorial Board. From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com, to Niccolo di Genova, n.digenova@ogui.edu, date October 17, 2018. Subject: Author Notification of Editor Decision for JMS-D-18-0069, Revision Request. Manuscript Reference Number JMS-D-18-0069. Title: Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate, Interfaith Relationships in Middle English Texts, Journal of Medieval Studies. Dear Dr. di Genova, your paper has now been assessed by the assigned peer reviewers. Whilst the paper is basically acceptable for publication, there are a number of points raised via the peer review process which we feel require clarification before we can proceed. I am appending the reviewer comments below for your attention. I must stress that each comment should be considered, and it would be very useful if you could detail in a covering letter submitted together with your revised manuscript how you have answered each point. To submit a revision, please go to https://editorialsys.com/JMS and log in as an author. You will find your submission record there. Please return to the Journal of Medieval Studies within 45 days. Sincerely, James Copley, Ph.D., Editor-in-Chief, Journal of Medieval Studies. Comments of Reviewers.
Reviewer number 1. A thought-provoking exploration of the historiographic motif of coexistence, particularly when framed in terms of cross-cultural influences, as well as the typical conflict versus cooperation dichotomy. I think you outline the two main competing schools of thought here with a great deal of respect. Might I suggest looking into Cash Tupper, 1980 as well? They also discuss this area through the lens of complex symbiotic interactions. I feel it would add further support to your arguments here. Very interesting overview of religious piety, social cohesion, and political autonomy on page 2. I thought the linkages to the philosophical treatises of the time provided excellent context. The revision of the notion of the traditional view of coexistence as viewed as a product of group dynamics constructed by religion or ethnicity is certainly food for thought. To instead consider the concept as a product of a multitude of contending identities and social, cultural, and religious tensions that existed between the individual and a variety of possible groups extends an additional layer of complexity that I think would be of benefit. One other minor item to mention, I think there is a typo in line 279. In your discussion of the poem you cited earlier on that page, I believe instead of the lover, you accidentally wrote my lover.
Reviewer number 2. An exceptional paper. The depth and breadth of research, The care in coaxing forth the arguments, the careful selection of historical evidence are all beyond measure and speak to the author's unparalleled mind. How can a peer reviewer be expected to critique such an effort? Indeed, how can one even find those who would dare call themselves peers in the face of this scholarly prowess? I will attempt to provide some insights here, but I find it hard to improve upon near perfection. First, I will begin by complimenting your point on page 2 regarding cross-cultural contacts and cultural borrowing. While this is a valuable means of analysis for intellectual and cultural histories, it does little to illuminate our understanding of daily life. What of the small day-to-day intricacies, the domesticity of it all? Indeed, your proposal of focusing on the individual rather than the group to obtain deeper insights of social history could escape some of the problems of myth and counter-myth that tend to dominate this subject. Your selection of poetic exemplars was exquisitely chosen. All are woven in seamlessly into the paper. Has somebody been tutoring you in poetic theory and interpretation? I find myself in agreement with almost all of your points. The vulpine imagery speaks to the tension of invaders, e.g. comparisons to a wolf attacking the flock. And the subject of these criticisms speak to interesting power differentials. Does this potentially link back to the idea of martyrdom? I particularly enjoyed reading of the competitive poetic exchanges during this historical era. The theory of poetic grace in exploring spiritual truth, that being infused with the grace of God was both a prerequisite for and inspiration of good poetry, lays the groundwork for this clash between the theological and secular poets. The challenges between the theologians and lay poets you included were fascinating. I have to wonder if they ever contemplated that centuries later, others would be reading their tempestuous back-and-forth barbs and continue to argue over obscure questions and meanings. I find myself considering interfaith marriages in a new light after reading your argument for such unions as transgressive challenges to the social order, as visibly invisible tactics of social amelioration. The differences between various prophetic religions and what constituted interfaith marriage is a fascinating examination of the policing of group membership. I wonder, did this membership exchange between groups create opportunities for cultural exchange as well? This circles back nicely to the points you made previously about daily life and the routines created over time when building a life with one's beloved. As a student of literature, I can see the compelling academic argument you make for the fact that the ultimate strength in these stories is derived from the power of faith. However, I must admit that the romantic in me instead latches on to the notion of love conquering all. Perhaps there is room for both to come together here.
Reviewer number 3. An ambitious contribution to the scholarly literature. I suggest better defining your terms at the start. The categories of acceptance, tolerance, and exclusion violence have modern connotations that mistakenly suggest medieval peoples had contradictory attitudes toward religious minorities. But it has been argued, see Wayne 2015, that tolerance and intolerance were inseparable, and a minority's religious inferiority justified both acceptance and repression. Whereas today we might use the term tolerance, in the past this was likely closer to a grudging acceptance. That said, your careful contrast of contemporary against historical perceptions of interfaith marriages was well done. As I am sure you are well aware, it is all too easy in our field to reverse engineer current views onto the past. Until we have longevity on our side in order to be able to speak of what happened hundreds of years ago with complete certainty, we must be careful with our conclusions and assumptions. I'm glad you didn't fall into that trap. The section on interfaith marriages as tactics of subversive adjustment by individuals to dominant power structures was an intriguing one, though I question whether the visibility of such a tactic is all too soon relegated into invisibility through the blind spots of the power structure that necessitated the actions in the first place.
From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com, to Niccolo di Genova, n.degenova@oguni.edu, date November 3, 2018. Subject, submission confirmation for revised manuscript JMS-D-18-0069-R1. Manuscript reference number JMS-D-18-0069-R1. Title: Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate, Interfaith Relationships in Middle English Texts, Journal of Medieval Studies. Dear Dr. DeGeneva, your revised manuscript was received for reconsideration for publication in the Journal of Medieval Studies. It will be returned to the previously assigned peer reviewers for their feedback. You may check on the progress of your paper by logging on to our online editorial system as an author. The URL is https://editorialsys.com/JMS. Sincerely, Journal of Medieval Studies Editorial Board. Attached cover letter. Response to reviewers. JMS-D-18-0069-R1 cover letter .docx. To the Journal of Medieval Studies Editorial Board. I am appreciative of the feedback my most recent manuscript submission, reference number JMS-D-18-0069. I am submitting a revised version of this manuscript with revisions suggested from the reviewer's comments. My specific responses to the reviewers can be found here. Response to reviewer number one. Thank you for your comments. Your suggestion of Kashtuper, 1980, as another possible source was much appreciated. I have used that reference throughout, but most notably on page 4. Likewise, I have expanded on the notion of contending identities, see lines 580 to 597. And thank you for noting the minor typographical error. You were correct. That should have read the lover. That is an embarrassing mistake. I do not know what I could have been thinking of there. Response to reviewer number 2. Thank you for your lovely words. I am exceedingly flattered by your praise, though I must admit that I cannot take all the credit. I may have received some very helpful support from somebody with poetry in their soul. Their words tend to envelop me, so it seems only natural that some of their knowledge has permeated my mind and made its way into my work. Your point about martyrdom is very insightful. Yes, you are absolutely correct. There is examination of this both from a literary point of view, in the sense of metaphorically sacrificing oneself to, for, love, as well as a historical one, where victims of execution were portrayed as martyrs in a confrontational strategy against the ruling class. I have elaborated upon this point on page 3. Do you feel this addition is beneficial? I am very pleased you enjoyed the section on competitive poetic defamation. Such works were certainly meant to follow the rules of poetic aegon, in which they were deployed, rather than focusing on the biography of their target, though I feel in some instances the provocation did become a bit vulgar and overly personal. I suspect if they were to look back on it, those poets likely regretted their harsh words. Had they spent their time in more careful discussion, I am sure they could have learned much from each other. And you make another astute point about interfaith marriages as an opportunity of cultural exchange. Yes, this tended to occur in various ways. Most of the examples of such relationships documented via the visual or written arts were amongst those of the social elite, meaning there was some transmission of ideals and rituals via their social status and a desire to emulate the upper class. However, outside of the ruling class, these marriages created gaps for social mobility. I have expanded on the ways this challenged discrete religious and social strata on page 6. As an aside, the University of Malta's library has what is said to be an exceedingly curated collection of Mediterranean poetry, specifically featuring interfaith relationships. If one were interested in further exploring this topic, that would certainly be a place to visit. For research purposes, of course. I eagerly await your response. Response to reviewer number 3. Thank you for your review. I have taken your advice on more clearly defining my terminology at the start of my paper, but I do not entirely agree with the point around tolerance and intolerance being inseparable. Indeed, I found myself rather unimpressed with the argument of Wayne, 2015. Instead, I have additionally cited Voorhees, 2001, and Pokorny, 2003, which I think better explains my position. Regarding your comment on the visibility of marriage as a tactic, I have clarified this paragraph with the characterization of tactics as the purview of the non-powerful, as an adaptation to the environment created by the strategies of the powerful. Indeed, such a tactic works in isolated actions, blow by blow. If sustained, these can cumulatively generate results by the regulating authorities, but also results unforeseen by the actors themselves. I look forward to the reviewer's response to this revision. Best wishes. Author name redacted. From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com, to Niccolo di Genova, n.digenova@oguni.edu, date December 6, 2018. Subject, author notification of editor decision for JMS-D-18-0069-R1, paper accepted. Manuscript reference number JMS-D-18-0069-R1. Title, Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate, Interfaith Relationships in Middle English Texts, Journal of Medieval Studies. Dear Dr. De Genova, I am pleased to confirm that your paper, Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate, Interfaith Relationships in Middle English Texts, has been accepted for publication in the Journal of Medieval Studies. Comments from the editor and reviewers can be found below. The editorial board will send you further details, including a journal publishing agreement form and page proofs of your article in due course. Thank you for submitting your work to this journal. Sincerely, James Copley, PhD, Editor-in-Chief, Journal of Medieval Studies. Comments of reviewers and editor if indicated.
Reviewer number one. I do not have much to add after my reread of the manuscript. I find the revisions clear and informative. The edits have all benefited the overall flow and understanding of the paper. This is a very good submission. I recommend it for publication in this journal.
Reviewer number two. And here I thought that the prior iteration of this manuscript was already superb, but these alterations have improved what I thought was beyond improvement. Isn't it funny how first impressions can sometimes be deceiving? Regarding the competitive poetic exchanges, I too agree that there was likely regret involved, and that more cautious communication could have avoided such harshness. But without the past having occurred as it did, we would not be here today reading and discussing that history. Perhaps all this has happened as it has meant to, like destiny. I believe somebody recently and very romantically told me. What more can I say other than to offer effusive praise of your revisions? Expounding on the concepts of martyrdom and mobility has strengthened your arguments. I am grateful you took my humble comments into account. I can think of nothing more to add other than to unreservedly recommend this manuscript for publication immediately. Oh, and Ray Malta, that would be nice. Smiley face.
Reviewer number three. While I think we may find ourselves at a stalemate in our interpretations of Wayne 2015, I must admit that your additional citations and working of the tolerance-intolerance section does now read more clearly. I will not hold it against you that my suggestion was not incorporated. Likewise, explaining the characterization of tactics has helped my understanding of your argument there. I am not entirely sure that the cumulative effect has a great deal of evidence in terms of a small band of actors managing to have far and wide-reaching effects, but the point is taken. My critiques have been sufficiently addressed to move this paper forward to publication.
Editor's comments. With all reviewers in agreement, this work has been automatically accepted for publication. From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com, to Niccolo di Genova, n.digenova@oguni.edu, date December 6, 2018, subject, ad hoc note from the editor. Dr. De Genova, I don't know how I ended up in the middle of whatever bizarre courtship ritual is going on between you and your blinded peer reviewer, but could you both kindly stop using my journal to flirt with each other? Please consider this your final warning. This is not the intended purpose of the peer review process. Sincerely, James Copley, PhD, Editor-in-Chief, Journal of Medieval Studies. From Nicolo De Genova and .degenova@oguni.edu to Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com. Date, December 6, 2018. Subject, Ray. Ad hoc note from the editor. Dr. Copley, I am sorry if you feel the peer review correspondence crossed a line. However, as I reread it, I merely see a colleague enthusiastically extolling the virtues of their peer's work. Surely there is nothing untoward there. Furthermore, I believe you did warn us previously to tone down the level of animosity in our reviews. So this is an improvement, no? Best wishes, Nicolo De Genova, PhD, Assistant Professor, Department of Religious Studies, Faculty of Social Sciences, Old Guard University. From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com, to Nicolo De Genova, n.degenova@oguni.edu. Date, January 2, 2019. Subject, Online Publication Notice for JMS-D-18-0069-R1. Article title, Of the People I've Been Taught to Hate, Interfaith Relationships in Middle English Texts. Journal title, Journal of Medieval Studies. Authors, Dr. Nicolo De Genova. Online publication complete, 2nd of January, 2019. Dear Dr. De Genova, the final corrections to your proof have been made. Further corrections cannot be made. Your article is now published online at http://dx.doi.org/18.0069/j.medistud.2019.1.2. Please note, access to the full text of this article will depend on your personal or institutional entitlements. This article can already be cited using the year of online availability and the DOI. You will be automatically notified by email once the full bibliographic details are available. To track the status of your article throughout the publication process, please use our article tracking service via the online editorial system at https://editorialsys.com/JMS. Journal of Medieval Studies. Author support. To be continued. Peer Reviewed, Chapter 8, Epilogue, He is All and He is More. From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds@jms.com, to Nicolo De Genova, n.degenova@oguni.edu, Yusuf Alkizani, y.alkizani@oguni.edu, date, February 14, 2019. Subject, Submission Confirmation for JMS-D-19-1099. Manuscript Reference Number JMS-D-19-1099. Title, He is All and He is More, The Evolution of Courtly Love Throughout the Medieval Catholic and Islamic Literature, Journal of Medieval Studies. Dear Doctors De Genova and Alkizani, your submission entitled He is All and He is More, The Evolution of Courtly Love Throughout Medieval Catholic and Islamic Literature, has been received by the Journal of Medieval Studies. It has been assigned the manuscript number JMS-D-19-1099 and has been assigned to an editor who will handle the double-blinded peer review process. You may check on the progress of your paper by logging on to our online editorial system as an author. The URL is https://editorialsys.com/JMS. Thank you for submitting your work to this journal. Journal of Medieval Studies Editorial Board. From James Copley, jcopley@bu.edu, to Nicolo De Genova, n.degenova@oguni.edu, Yusuf Alkezani, y.alkezani at oguni.edu. Date, February 14th, 2019. Subject, Ray. New manuscript submission alert, JMS-D-19-1099. Is this some kind of joke? James Copley, PhD, Editor-in-Chief, Journal of Medieval Studies. Text of forwarded message. From Journal of Medieval Studies, jms.eds at jms.com, to James Copley, jcopley@bu.edu, date February 14, 2019. Subject, new manuscript submission alert, JMS-D-19-1099. Manuscript reference number, JMS-D-19-1099. Title, He is All and He is More, The Evolution of Courtly Love Throughout the Medieval Catholic and Islamic Literature. Journal of Medieval Studies. Notification to the Editor-in-Chief. A new manuscript has been submitted, entitled He is All and He is More, The Evolution of Courtly Love Throughout Medieval Catholic and Islamic Literature. Submitted by all co-authors listed below. Number 1, Dr. Niccolo De Genova. Number 2, Dr. Yusuf Alkezani. Please log into the online editorial system in order to assign this paper to its managing editor and peer reviewers. The URL is https://editorialsys.com/JMS, Journal of Medieval Studies Editorial Board. From Niccolo De Genova and Dr. Genova at oguni.edu to James Copley, jcopley@bu.edu, Yusuf Alkezani, y.alkezani at oguni.edu. Date, February 14th, 2019. Ray, new manuscript submission alert, JMS-D-19-1099. Dear Dr. Copley, I assure you this submission is no joke. However, I have noticed an uncommon level of animosity in your response to our manuscript submission. I do hope you will do your best to keep your interactions with us civil. I think I speak for both myself and my co-author when I say that we managed to adopt a cordial tone in our peer review correspondence, as you previously requested of us. We hope you will offer us the same respect. Thank you for considering our work for your journal. Best wishes, Niccolo De Genova, PhD, Assistant Professor, Department of Religious Studies, Faculty of Social Sciences, Old Guard University. From Yusuf Alkezani, y.alkezani at oguni.edu, to Niccolo De Genova, n.degenova at oguni.edu, James Copley, jcopley@bu.edu, date, February 14, 2019, subject, Ray, new manuscript submission alert, JMS-D-19-1099. I could not have said it better nor more succinctly than my dear colleague. I must say, Dr. Copley, that your email was quite surprising to us. In our combined years of paper submissions, nobody has ever reacted to a manuscript with such suspicion or skepticism. If we may suggest directing your attention towards proceeding with the peer review process, we are eagerly looking forward to receiving the reviewer comments. P.S. Happy Valentine's Day! Smiley face. Warmest regards, Yusuf Alkezani, Ph.D., Associate Professor, Department of the Arts, Faculty of Humanities, Old Guard University.
The end.